Fred Hebert is the archaeologist in residence at National Geographic. Cool job, right?
My job is really to be the archaeologist whose field is the entire globe.
A few years back, I was sitting in a Stones and Bones meeting at Nat Geo, where we talk about all the amazing archaeology stories that people are working on. And Fred begins talking about his upcoming expedition to find Amelia Earhart. My ears pricked up, to say the least. Fred's approach to the disappearance? To approach it as an archaeologist.
I became interested in the story as something that's impossible.
So the In Search Of theme immediately pops into my head. People in my office are looking for Amelia? What's going on here?
There's a real passion for, you know, going after those unsolved mysteries, people who've disappeared from history.
Clearly, Fred had also caught Amelia fever somewhere along the line. But in a very Fred-like way, he saw the challenge of the search differently.
The more I looked at this as an archaeological question, the more I realized the biggest challenge were the people who were thinking about Amelia Earhart and her disappearance 24/7. And the fact that they knew details that were so microscopic that they feel individually that they have the true answer.
Yes, there we are again, the truth and the various people who believe they know it.
You've got all these obsessed people who are saying, well, you know, actually there's a possibility that, you know, she was captured by the Japanese.
That would be the Japanese capture theory. That one has dedicated followers as well. In one version of this story, Amelia and Fred were executed on Saipan. But another version, going all the way back to that episode of In Search Of, comes from the Great Garden State of New Jersey. In the 1960s, retired Air Force Major Joseph Jervis began reporting that Amelia Earhart actually crash-landed on Japanese-controlled Saipan. She was imprisoned, then smuggled back to the U.S. disguised as a nun, and if that weren't enough, as a final twist, she settled down to live out her life in Monroe Township, New Jersey, as a housewife.
I have been studying Amelia Earhart for 17 years. I have over 1,000 photographs of her from the time she was a baby. I know more about her than I know about my mother.
Why did Jervis think the civilian was Amelia Earhart? Because he saw her and believed it to be true.
I looked this lady straight in the face, and I knew who it was as soon as I looked at her. Amelia Earhart. I would know her anywhere in the world.
And yet, here's what this lady, who was actually a banker named Irene Bolam, had to say at the time.
I am not a mystery woman. I am not Amelia Earhart.
Jervis didn't believe her. And nearly 40 years after Irene Bolam died, there are still people who believe it. And yet, there is zero evidence to support this claim.